The nuclear-powered and armed submarines collided while on separate exercises earlier this month, but limited details are only now emerging. Britain's first Sea Lord, Admiral Jonathan Band, made the disclosure after the British sub, HMS Vanguard, returned to its home port of Faslane in western Scotland.
A few days ago, the submarines came into contact at very low speed. Both submarines remain safe. No injuries occurred. We can confirm the capability remained unaffected and there was no compromise to nuclear safety.
Britain's Sun newspaper reports the Vanguard returned with dents and scrapes visible on its hull. The French Defense Ministry says its vessel, Le Triomphant, sustained damage to its sonar dome, but it was able to return safely under its own power to its base in Brittany, and no one on board was injured. While such collisions are uncommon, nuclear expert John Large says such boats often ply the same waters.
Both navies want quiet areas, deep areas, roughly the same distance from their home ports. So you find that these nesting grounds, these station grounds, are pretty well, have got quite a few submarines, not only the French and Royal Navy submarines, but also from Russia and from the United States.
The subs can carry up to 16 nuclear missiles each, and both countries have four-vessel nuclear-armed subfleets. Tom Rivers for VOA News, London.